Hi, friend. I'm Ron, announcing the imminent arrival of Eternal Originator's Empire. I will read Supreme's inspired writings translated into American English at my site, waldoreedy.com, and comment. My email address is waldoreedy@gmail.com. Originator Liberator's timetable is critical for us now through 2028. The end of this society is dead ahead of us. The coming wonderful future world is at hand. Today is July the 26th, 2026. According to the inspired solar lunar calendar, it is the 12th of Ab, 5787. Now, since I did not do this previously, I want to conclude with Haggai 2 in this particular podcast. Let's begin with the second chapter and the first verse of Haggai. On day 21 for month 7, Eternal Originator's statement, that is Yahweh's statement, was by presenter, my celebration, that's the word Haggai, my celebration. Conveying verse 2, you must tell my request of mighty ones' sons, governor of Praise Originator, that is the national leader, of course, of Praise Originator is Judah, and his name was Sperm from Mighty One's Gate. That is, he was a Babylonian birth, sort of like Donald John Trump is today. He is from the largest Babylon ever, New York City. So this came to Haggai, my celebration, saying, and these are the words of Supreme. Verse 2, you must tell my request of Mighty One's Son, governor of Praise Originator. He was the national governor, just like Donald is the national governor today. Sperm from Mighty One's Gate, that is Babylon sperm. Originator is ethical son, top worship leader. Originator is liberator, that is the word Joshua, and the rest of the people. So these were the two that were leading at that time in Judah, and they are representatives of the two that are the top ambassadors for the Empire of Supreme right now today. Verse 3, is anyone left among you who saw this place in its previous splendor? So we had two different temples anciently, although there's talk of a third temple. These are people that are ignorant and have no reason to be talking the way they are. So he said, is anyone left among you who saw this place in its previous splendor? And how do you see it now? Is it not as nothing in your eyes? Yeah, the temple has no lasting qualities about it. In fact, when the temple began, it wasn't a temple, it was just a tent. Remember that, don't you? Traveled around with all the Israelites. When it moved, they moved. So it is not as nothing. Is anyone, excuse me, verse 3, while you saw this place in its previous splendor, how do you see it now? Is it not as nothing in your eyes? There was a problem here. The people no longer worshiped Supreme, or did they ever? Verse 4, Eternal Originator's communication. Now, Sperm from Mighty One's Gates, you must be courageous. It's his message to Zerubbabel, who is now symbol of Donald John Trump, ambassador for Supreme's empire. Eternal Originator's communication. originator is Ethical's son, top worship server. So he wasn't a national leader, he was a religious leader. Top worship server, originator is liberator. That's Yeshua. You must be courageous. Same thing to both of these guys. And the rest of verse 4 says, eternal originator's communication. All you people of the land, all you people of the land, that's Haaretz. You must be courageous. You must accomplish. Groups, eternal originators, communication. I am is with you. So he has told these two and all the people that were a part of the group what he expected and what he does as a result. I am is with you. That's his name, I am. Verse 5, the statement that I cut with you coming out from double stronghold is, so out from Egypt, double stronghold, he cut a statement with them. He promised them, my infinite dynamic will continue in you. You must not fear. So that's the way he is working today, just as he did then. Verse 6, Ruth's eternal originator, that's the same as Abiot, Yahweh, conveys this. It is still a little while. So back there, there was a longer little while. But now, 2,500 years later, it's still a little while. We're days, weeks, months, even more than 2 years. I will shake both the skies and the planet, the sea and the land. Have you ever experienced that? I'll tell you, it'll wake you up. Verse 7, I will shake all ethnic groups, every nation on earth. They will all be reduced to the population as we will by 90% here very soon. All ethnic groups' desired one will come. So that desired one is none other than Yeshua. And groups, eternal originator conveys, that's groups is Sebiot, eternal originator Yahweh conveys, I will fill this place with splendor. What's he talking about? Is he talking about an actual building? Yes. Is it a physical building? No. He's talking about living stones that will become immortal in a very near future. Living stones that, for the most part, were deceased and lifeless. Verse 8, oops, eternal originator communication, the silver is mine, the gold is mine. So he has no problem with saying he is the owner of everything. Lock, stock, and barrel. He owns me, he owns you, he owns the universe. 9, oops, eternal originator conveys the splendor of this last place will be greater than the previous. Why does he say last place? Because this is the first time the temple is going to be in living stones, immortal ones, and there will be a marriage. Nothing like a wedding. That's not something the Supreme sanctions. Group's eternal originator's communication. I will give success in this place. So I know I've not had a successful marriage. If he marries me at that time, it will be a success because he says that's it right there. He's going to marry 144,000. Now, verse 10, on day 24 for the ninth in year 2 for holding good firmly, originator's statement was to present her my celebration. This is the presenter, Haggai, conveying Verse 11, this is a direct quote now from Supreme. Group's eternal originator conveys this. Now you must ask worship servers direction saying. So what does he have to say about this? It's very important for us to grasp what is being discussed here and why it's being discussed. Although a lot of colorful language is used in many ways, it's very clear what Supreme is having done here. And I was looking for one thing, and I'm not finding it just yet, so sorry to take so much time here. Okay, that's what I wanted to find out. On day 24 for month 9 in year 2 for holding good firmly, originator statement was to the presenter my celebration conveying. And here's the word, verse 11. Group's eternal originator conveys this. Now you must ask worship servers, plural, direction. They're the ones who can tell you what the direction is regarding this matter, saying, verse 12. You notice a man may carry distinguished flesh in his pocket. That would be the extremity of his clothing. His pocket may touch the bread, the soup, the wine, the oil, or any food. Will it at all be distinguished? Worship servers responded and said, nope, that's not the way it goes. Verse 13, my celebration said, a defiled person may touch any of these. Will it be defiled? Worship servers answered, it will be defiled. Yeah, it works that direction, but not the other. My celebration said, eternal originator's communication, so is this people and this ethnic group in my faces. So is every accomplishment of their hands. They pollute. What they presented there is defiled. Verse 15, now you must set your heart from this day forward before setting stone on stone in eternal originator's dwelling. From their occurring, it came to a heap of 20. It was 10. One came of that to draw up 50 measures pressed. It was 20. 17. I struck you with smut, rust, and hail, all the accomplishments of your hand. So here at the beginning of this second temple, which is typical of what's happening today in the primary facility, Supreme is using is living stones for. Eternal originator's communications, you are not for me. You must set your heart from this day and forward, from day 24 for month 9. You remember from that day that eternal originator's dwelling foundation was laid. Is it not the seed still in the storehouse? The vine, the fig, the pomegranate, the olive tree have not yielded. From this day I will benefit you. Verse 20, eternal originator statement was twice to my celebration on day 24 conveying. Verse 21, you must tell praise originator's governor, that's Zerubbabel, which means sperm from Mighty One's gate. I will shake both the skies and the planet. Verse 22, I will overthrow the seat of power of empires and destroy strength of empires of ethnic groups. I will overthrow vehicles and the riders, horses and the riders. Each will come down by sword of his fellow. He can even turn people against themselves in their groups. Verse 23, groups, eternal originator's communication, my servant, is my request of Mighty One's son, sperm from Mighty One's gate. That is, of course, Zerubbabel. I will take you on that day. Notice what he's going to do with Zerubbabel. The same is the type now of Donald John Trump. Eternal originator's communication, I will put you as the signet ring. Groups, eternal originator's communication, I selected you. The demons certainly hate that. Anything that Supreme does, they don't like. So they take it out on his people, as we see in this chapter. Well, that concludes what I had for you today. And I think we need to make a concluding remark here. We must flee idolatry, immorality, deceiving, coveting, dishonoring our parents, stealing, murdering, and all sorts of evil, every type of evil. We must be being renovated now, or we will die. Friends, I hope you choose life.